Is God with us? That's the ending of the first reading. Good question. Well, that you and I are here an hour earlier than we should be would indicate to me there's something in us that is drawing us to become the people we think we should become. And that is what this Lenten journey is all about, and we call it the journey to Shalom this year here at Lourdes. The journey to be at peace with one another, but also to really work for each other's improvement and betterment. Where does that come from? It must come from something welling up within us. That desire comes from God. Well, I think we should have a reflection on the woman at the well by a woman, don't you?
Hold your applause. John's gospel is so rich with symbolism and metaphor. A couple examples. The events in this passage we heard this morning took place about noon. When Jesus is before Pilate on Good Friday, it is about the sixth hour. It's about noon. And Jesus is thirsty here. The people at the wedding at Cana were thirsty. At the crucifixion on the cross, Jesus said, "I thirst." So there's lots of layers of meaning and metaphor throughout John's gospel, including this passage. This morning, I'm going to talk about the metaphor of water. Water, the sustenance of life. We all know we need water to survive. The ancient Israelites certainly knew that, and they felt that. The first reading from the book of Exodus takes us on their journey out of Egypt, and they're complaining to Moses because they don't have the water they need to survive. And in our gospel, we have the woman at the well fetching water for her survival, for her sustenance. The water she's looking for is a draft from a well. And back then, well water was usually clean and good to drink. Often, though, the well water would have an off taste because of the minerals that's present in it. So that was the water the woman was getting for her sustenance. Still, maybe smelly well water. And then she meets Jesus, who offers her not still water from the bottom of a cistern, but a spring of water welling up within her. Living water. Metaphorically, you and I can survive on the still water from a well. Water that keeps us alive and allows us to go through our day pretty much staying in our lane, staying safe. Like the woman at the well, Jesus offers us more. Jesus offers us living water. The water of our baptism that wells up within each of us. It's the living water that leads us to create shalom. It's the living water that gives us the courage, the ideas, the energy to do the work to build shalom, to do the work to build God's kingdom. Here's a couple of examples. We have two women in the parish who run our grief group. Like all of us, both have known grief in their lives. And on two Saturdays a month, they create a time of support and care for others who are experiencing loss. They don't attempt to take the pain of grief away. Shalom is not magic. It's not that saccharinely sweet, oh, everything's going to be okay. They share one another's heartbreak and they offer support. They lighten the heavy load of grief. They're creating shalom, connection, community. That is letting the living water of our baptism well up to bring about new life. The people in the grief group, the facilitators and the members alike, bring about new life and new connections in the midst of grief. Here's another example. In our world now where violence and war seem to thrive, we have an active nonviolence group in this parish. They work peacefully for change, And they do that in so many ways. Living water welling up within them to create shalom. And our actions to do this don't have to be monumental. We don't have to create some big, huge new endeavor. Our moving to shalom might simply be being gentle with a chronically cranky neighbor, or maybe even being gentle with ourselves. In 4 weeks, this baptismal font will be filled. Each of us on Easter will be blessed with that holy water. So we need to ask ourselves, how will we let the waters of eternal life well up within us? How will we let this living water, this presence of God within us, lead us to creating shalom? Some questions to ponder on this third Sunday of Lent.